State Representative Tim Rumley with us, and during the extra session, the special session, the veto session, the Conservation Committee that you chair met, and what were some of the topics that were brought up there?
Well, the first topic we brought up, and as it was posted, was about the acreage limit moving from 5 acres to 20, and we wanted a conservation to just kind of go over why they did that. We've had a lot of people in the state that just actually just weren't aware of that, and I know the conservation sent out quite a few surveys, and they got the surveys back. That's what they based that acreage on, and so we kind of went over those things, and also with the concerns of farmers that they have with the hog problem that they have down there. But a lot of landowners right now that had 5 acres aren't happy. Some of them with 10 acres aren't happy about the rule. But it's already set in place. And if people aren't happy about it, they just need to let the conservation know about it. And they'll have to buy a permit to hunt their ground. And, and the conservation, they cited a lot of abuses of some of the ones with low acreage, how that they'd get a farm tag, but they'd abuse that right of their land and actually be using it to hunt other areas. So, that's the reason that came about.
Okay, yeah, what exactly does that new rule do? Because it has got the attention of a lot of landowners.
Yeah, what it does is just basically, Bob, like when they was able to get a land permit, a landowner permit that wouldn't cost them anything, but it just registers them that they got some tags for deer or turkey, and so they'll have to do that now, even though they'll have to pay for a tag now, a deer or turkey tag to hunt on their property.
So that went from 5 to 20 acres, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it went to 5 to 20 acres. And, some of the people thought that, was infringing on their private property rights. And, and that's the conservation said they sent out, they had around 14,000 surveys that came back, and that's what they based all their things on.
Okay, what's going on with feral hogs? We talked about this a couple of times. Is the Conservation Department addressing this at all?
Yeah, they're trying to address it, Bob. They really are. And, through the meeting, I'm glad we had the meeting. It actually brought a lot of things about that I didn't know aware the conservation was. They came up with a new plan I wasn't aware of. They're going to increase the number of traps and trappers on the ground where it was impossible to really curb the problem in a lot of people's eyes when they were talking only about 40 trappers, and that was the last information I had. And so through that meeting, we actually, even discussion after the meeting, we actually realized that their plan is to add more traps and quite a few more traps and work with the USDA quite a bit. And and we heard a lot of farmers came from the area that's affected. Their beans are being destroyed, their corn crop, and they want something done, and they've tried to work with the conservation for a number of years. And so we're trying to work out some of those problems, some of those details to help those farmers out. And, this is their livelihood. They're very passionate about it. And, they need to be heard. And they found out about the meeting on Monday, and they drove a long way about it and finding out at the same time that most people found out about it. I know it was a late notice, but we just really wanted a discussion, and those discussions are going to continue, and we want to work with the conservation, and that's what a lot of the farmers would like to do, is see the conservation work with them. And we just got there's quite a bit of plan going on with the USDA and the conservation. And so as we move forward, we're going to be keeping a close eye on it, and we're going to be hearing from those farmers, and that's what we want. And as chairman of this committee, I have to listen to both sides. I listen to conservation, but I also have to listen to the concerns of a lot of the people that are from down in the area that's affected. And we do not want feral hogs to cover the state of Missouri. We don't want them up here, and they create a lot of damage, and we're seeing a lot of there being some sightings on private property where people used to walk and be safe, and you know, when you have hogs coming in, it's a problem that has to be dealt with.
You know, one of the issues that was talked about in your committee last year, too, is maybe bring the sales tax up for a vote again for conservation. What are your thoughts on that moving forward?
Well, you know, there has been some talk about it right now, and we're going to look at that if that's pre-filed. I've actually talked to some people, you know, and what I'd like to see is just we had a good discussion with the director. I did, and you know, we talked about getting some transparency and really having some good talks. And I think we can work with the conservation, and I'm hoping to do that with the director, where we can see more transparency in the department. And as we move forward, I don't really look for the sales tax has been an issue. You know, and we brought that up last session. We had a lot of good discussion about that. A lot of people, even after the meeting, has brought in some good points about it. And you know, so we'll, as we move forward, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But I just want to work together. We are the government, but yet we need to work with people, and conservation does a lot of fantastic things. They do, and I want those things to continue. And we have a, in the state of Missouri, we're the envy of a lot of conservation, and the concerns of a lot of people that I hear is the amount of money that they have, and they want to know what they're doing with that money. And you look at the nature centers, you look at a lot of things that people really enjoy every day, and so many great things. And I think we've got a really solid department. And I think as we move forward, I think you'll see the conservation. I think we can have a very transparent conservation that people can be proud of. And there's a lot of state parks out here that a lot of people enjoy, and that's through the DNR. I would like to see a little more of them working together a little more. And we've had some of those discussions. So, you know, it's been an honor to serve as chairman of this, and I just want to see everything work out for the best on both sides of every issue.
State Representative Tim Rumley, he's joined us today.